Welcome back to Let's Go Michigan with Jeff Sloan on WJR. Once again, with a 5,000-foot view of Michigan business and events, here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, welcome back to Let's Go Michigan. I think the theme for this next story is things aren't always what they seem to be on the surface. We've been taught that planting trees, making the earth more green, is just nothing but a good thing. Helps with carbon dioxide uptake. It helps cleanse the air. It keeps the environment healthy, provides habitat for wildlife, and certainly makes us proud of our beautiful natural Mother Earth and beyond. So many benefits of the earth having lots of green, but only to a point. Who knew? Well, Benji Jones knows. He's an environmental reporter at Vox. He's bringing us a story that really breaks down what kind of green is good, up to what level is green good, and how and why can green possibly be a bad thing. Benji Jones breaking it down for us. Welcome, Benji. So tell us, green isn't always good?
Yeah, it's a good question. So usually we associate the color green with sustainability. You think of like recycling and so forth, a green lifestyle. But when you actually look at the planet from outer space and measure the color of Earth itself, green is not necessarily good. And in some cases, it actually reflects environmental destruction. So it's pretty complicated, but it's interesting that the color of the Earth is changing and there are things we can learn from that.
So what can we learn from it? First of all, what is it indicative of?
Yeah.
And then what can we learn from it? And then lastly, we can maybe talk about what can be done to curb the movement of it toward that direction.
Which sounds so weird to say, like, let's curb greenness.
Well, exactly.
When all yeah. we've
exactly.
been taught right. is go green.
Right.
So basically, as you might expect, when you look at the earth and you see green, that indicates that there are plants there. So forests and grasslands and wetlands. And so when I say the earth is getting greener, that actually literally means more leaves, more leaf cover. And so that could mean there's a denser collection of plants, and it could also mean that there are plants over a larger area, so plants replacing areas that were once barren. But in general, what we know from a number of different studies is that there are actually more leaves on Earth. And yeah, that sounds like a great thing. Leaves are good. Leaves are good because they give us oxygen. They absorb carbon dioxide, which, of course, is an important greenhouse gas yep. that's fueling climate change. So, yeah, on the surface, more leaf cover, more green. This green that we're seeing is a good thing. But the problem with just this changing color is that you can't tell what kind of leaves that green is indicating. So, for example, if you have an enormous industrial farm, so I'm from Iowa, we have these giant cornfields and giant monocultures of soybeans. From space, those fields look very, very green because you've got tons of leaves. These are really highly productive lands producing the food that we eat. But that green is also a place of destruction. So farmland replaced a lot of native habitats like grasslands. And so just by saying that a place is green doesn't necessarily mean that you're looking at some kind of natural habitat. It doesn't mean that forests are regrowing necessarily. It means that we're changing the landscape. We're making it greener. And in some cases, we're doing that by actually replacing native habitats that are important for wildlife and carbon storage, et cetera, with something like farmland, which actually produces emissions over the long term. So that's not necessarily good. Similarly, we're seeing lots of greening in places like China and India, not only because these places are really intensifying agriculture, so producing more crops on less land, turning barren land into cropland. They're also planting trees. And this is kind of like another complicated part of this. You think of tree planting as being a good thing, but in many cases, these are plantation forests. So forests that are similar to farmland in that they're all the same species or just a couple of species. And these are not the kind of biodiversity rich forests that are home to all kinds of wildlife. These are much less biodiversity rich. There's much less wildlife in them. So just because we have these forests that we're growing, these plantation forests, doesn't necessarily mean that those are good too. So it's very complicated, but the bottom line is that context matters. You need to actually look at what is making the earth green, not just the simple fact that it's becoming more green.
Yeah, well said. So what is being done? What can be done? I mean, something must be done. Otherwise, we're heading in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I mean, I should just say, like, there is some good news here. So it is true that greener tends to be associated with more carbon uptake. So we have more leaves across the world. Those leaves are absorbing carbon dioxide. And what we know is that overall, all the land across the planet seems to be absorbing more carbon dioxide than it used to be. And it seems that greening is a part of that. So there is some good here. There is increased carbon uptake, which is a very important thing when you think about making climate change less harmful.
Right. And that's where we get to this green is good, because the more green, the more plants, the more carbon uptake there is.
Exactly. And also, if you look at a forest that people planted, even if that forest is not like your Amazon rainforest, it's not full of life, those trees are still absorbing carbon dioxide as long as you're not cutting them down. So it really matters what you care most about. If you just care about carbon, and I recommend that we don't just look at everything through the lens of carbon, but if you just care about carbon, planting trees, just the green, in some cases, can be very, very good. But in terms of what we need to do, I mean, a big part of this is just we need to have other tools to measure how the planet is changing. So not just looking at vegetation, not just looking at color from satellites, but looking at things like how many animals live in an ecosystem, what services those species are providing. There's a whole movement to measure sound, for example, putting microphones in the forest and measuring how the sound is changing, the croaks of frogs that Wow. might indicate whether a forest is healthy or not. So those other kinds of tools, I think, are very useful when we think about how the planet is changing, what that means for biodiversity, what that means for us. Color alone is just not enough. And also, it's very cool that we have satellites circling the Earth that are able to kind of image the planet, see the color, see how that's changing. I think, yes, I'm talking about the need for more tools, but we also have very cool tools already there. And we're launching more satellites all the time that take measurements that are important for understanding these sorts of changes. So satellites are very cool.
Interesting. Just when you got it all figured out, Kristen.
I know.
Go green.
Go green.
Not
but
so
wait,
fast.
But wait.
Right. Only
but
up
wait.
To a point.
That's right. But wait,
green.
There's
yeah.
more.
Now, which kind of green matters? What's behind the greening? Yeah. All this, it's all very complicated. Benji Jones, you did a great job breaking it down for us and helping us understand that green is not always good.
Yeah, really interesting.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Benji. All right, environmental reporter at Vox, Benji Jones, thanks for being on. You know, one thing about this story that is interesting for those of us here in the Great Lakes, now I'm certainly no expert on this, but Kristen, Mark, if you've been aware that lately it seems that the Great Lakes have these big, especially I believe it is in Lake Erie, have these big blooms of algae and everything else mm-hmm. that really chokes the environment.
Well, that's
right. That stuff is green, not so good.
Yeah.
But not at that level.
Mm-hmm.
Too much. Too much green. Not a good thing. All right. Going to head to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on Let's Go Michigan.